我们今天所要正道的讲题是麦基洗特仁义王，在创世纪第十四章第十八到二十四节，创世纪第十四章第十八到二十四节，我们讲到亚伯兰，他去拯救他的这个罗德他父亲他的亲戚那亚伯兰的这个侄儿罗德，他进了索多玛城做交易，做想在那里得到那里的利益。We continue the story of Abram, who rescued his nephew Lot from the from captivity after the kings from the north came and took him and his family and the people of Sodom, of the city of Sodom, hostage. Abram was able to rescue them by the power of God. A small little group, by night, they were able to raid the camp of the enemy and rescued the nephew Lot. 亚伯兰跟他的318个仆人，他们就在晚上的时候救了他侄儿罗德。那他凯旋归来得到他所要做的就是把他罗德他的家人救回来，也夺回他罗德的家人，他的妻子他的孩子们，还有索多玛那里的人。那他回来的时候他在那个时候第十八节说到撒冷王麦基斯特带着饼和酒出来迎接谁是这个麦基斯特呢？喜德呢？他这里说到第十八节，说到他是撒冷王，这麦基喜德这名原文就翻译是仁义王the name Melchizedek, the man who came to receive Abram and his victorious band of commandos was this man Melchizedek, and his name Melchi and Zedek means King of Righteousness, King of Righteousness. It's a very interesting episode here, because you see, this man Melchizedek was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the priest and king of Israel. He was here, it is here mentioned that he was not only the king of Salem. The word Salem means peace. He's the man who was at the city of Jerusalem. And even before the time when Israel would conquer Jerusalem. So this was a time that is 2000 BC. 2000 BC. 这是公元2000年。那大卫王他攻下耶路撒冷的时候是公元1000年 1000 BC, so there's a 1000 year gap, there's a 1000 year gap between the time when Abram paid tribute to Melchizedek and the time when David the king began worship in Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He was coming out with bread and wine to receive Abram. 他带着饼和酒来迎接。他是至高神的祭司。Here it is said in verse 18 that he was the priest of the Most High God. In other words, a priest is someone who stands in between the people and God. He's someone who brings the people to the worship of God. And so he was the intermediary. It's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus was the priest and the king of Israel. 他是至高神的祭司。Here it said that he is the priest of the Most High God. It's interesting that in a place of Canaan, there was this priest in the city of Salem, the city of peace. The priest's name is called the King of Righteousness. What is righteousness? Well, the word righteousness means to be right with God, to be right with God, to do those things which is pleasing in the sight of God. And to live a life according to the will of God. The King of Righteousness. Man who acknowledged God. Man who brings people to God. And so, the first thing that we want to see, 这里第一件事我们要看的是亚伯兰他有一个感恩的心，感恩的心。He has a heart of thanksgiving toward God when he returned in victory. This victory is not, he realized that it's not his own. But God was with him. It was God who enabled him. A small little band being able to overcome a mighty army. Coalition of army, four kings, big coalition. How is it possible? Well, it is attributed to God. 亚伯兰怎么能够有这个能够战胜把这个他的侄儿罗德救了呢？神帮助他。
God was with Abraham, God granted him the wisdom, and he realized that it's, of course, when he went into battle, he knew that this was a cause that he must undertake, and he was unflinching, because there's a soul there that is in trouble, and he went out to, at all cost, to, at the risk of his own life, to rescue Lot. Yapolanta 去救罗德, 他就是把自己的生命, 就是不顾自己的生命, 他就, 知道说, 罗德, 他的侄儿, 需要他, 他就, 出兵, 战胜, 他做了这件事, 他知道, 不是他的功劳, 神帮助他, so he came in thanksgiving, and when he was received by Melchizedek, the priest king in Salem, who came to bless him, verse 19 says, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. 第19节说, 他为亚伯兰祝福, 说, 愿天地的主, 至高的神, 赐福于亚伯兰。 亚伯兰就接着, 沙冷王, 麦基喜德, 感谢主, 感谢主, 他, 接受这祭司, 对他的, 对他, 的, 对他, 的, 就是, 对他的祝福, 为什么要祝福他呢? 因为亚伯兰也是, 也是, 崇拜, 这, 造天地的真神。 Why did Melchizedek come to Abram? It is because Abram worship the living and true God who made heaven and earth, or who is the possessor of heaven and earth. And so you see here, he comes in thanksgiving to God. 他就是 感谢主, 亚伯兰感谢主, 帮助他, 能够救他的侄儿罗德。 那, 在这时候, 第20节说到, 至高的神把敌人交在你手里, 是应当赞颂的。 So Melchizedek in verse 20 says, blessed be the God of the Most High, be the Most High God which hath delivered thy enemies into thine hand. 他就对, 亚伯兰说, 你能够战胜, 是因为至高的神和你同在。 You could have victory because God was with you. Do you acknowledge that? Do you acknowledge that? So, of course, Abraham acknowledged that what he do was in the will of God, and what he had done was in the purpose of God. And so, verse 20, at the end, it says, 亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基喜德。 Verse
20 at the end says, and he gave him tithes of all. So thanksgiving and tribute. Thanksgiving and tribute. 他感谢主，他也把他十分之一所得的拿出来。 This is the first description of how the people of God thank God for being their God, being their sustainer, being their helper. And what did Abraham do? Abraham gave a tenth of what he had received. This is the 这是第一次，在圣经讲到神的子民，讲到神的子民的奉献，他奉献十分之一的他的所得的。This is the first time of the mention of the tithe. And the tithe, the word tithe means a tenth part, a tenth part. That is why today in the church there is the tithe. Why do we give the tithe? The tithe is given for what God has, in thanksgiving for what God has done for us, for who He is to us, to acknowledge Him. That He was the one who has given us the 100. That's why we are able to give the 10. It is a thanksgiving toward God. For if God had not given Abraham the victory, he would not have been able to have all the spoils of the war. And so he took 10% of it and gave it to the Lord in worship. And so Melchizedek was described as the priest of God, by which Abraham was able to present his offering to God. So the priest was someone who comes in between to that they can present an offering toward God. And it's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the ultimate sacrifice. He was not only the priest, but he was also the sacrifice. You see that? The Lord Jesus Christ, he was not only the priest who brought us to God, right? But he was also the sacrifice. We couldn't sacrifice anything for ourselves, right? Because we are laden with sins. It was the Lord Jesus Christ who was also the sacrifice. So Melchizedek was a picture of Christ. He was the priest. He was the king who received Abraham's tithe. So thanksgiving and tribute. To acknowledge the God of righteousness, the God of peace. Righteousness. It was a God who, through Melchizedek, showed that
he was a worthy intermediary. A worthy intermediary because he is the worshipper of the Most High God.
And it's interesting that in Hebrews chapter 7 and verses 1 to 10, it's described for us this picture. 希伯来书第七章第一到十节 就讲述到这故事了。 Hebrews chapter 7 and verses 1 to 10 gives this account. 这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。 亚伯拉罕也将自己所得的取十分之一给他，他头一个名，凡出就是仁义王，他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1 and 2 says, For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, and to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after also king of Salem, which is king of peace. King of peace. When we come to God in Christ, we receive this peace. Romans chapter 5 and verse 17 says, 罗马书第五章第十七节说道, 若因一个人的过犯，使就 因这一人做了王，何况这些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因基督耶稣基督一人的生命重做王吗？ Verse 17. Of Romans chapter 5 says, For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the one who gave, by which the gift of righteousness is imputed upon us. It is through him, his sacrifice, his as a priest, and yet as the offering for God that granted to us this righteousness, this gift of righteousness, So we reign in Christ, receive this gift of righteousness by the mercy of God. 那希伯来书第七章第三节，这里说到这撒冷王，希伯来书第十一章第七章。 第三节， 他无父无母， 无生之中，乃是与神的儿子相似。Without father, without mother, without descent, neither having neither days, beginning of days, nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God. 亚伯兰把这十分之一，他所得的给他，是因为他是象征，象征是赐我们义的 the one who gives us the righteousness, which is likened to the Son of God. So the Melchizedek was a picture of Christ. He was a priest who received us, to God, so that we can come to God through him. 那我们感谢主，他就是通过这亚伯兰。 亚伯兰，他敬畏神，也感谢神对他的厚恩。Abraham was thankful to God for all that he had done for him, and he brought the tribute, the tenth. Then you see the rest of the verses. That is recorded here in Genesis chapter 13, chapter 14, and verse 21. It says, Sodom, the king of Sodom. 他对索多玛王说：“你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。”亚伯兰对索多玛王说：“我已经向天地的主至高的神起誓，凡是你的东西。” 就是一根线，一根鞋带，我都不拿，免得你说我使亚伯兰富足。So this next thought, in verse 21, and king of Sodom said unto Abram, "Give me the persons and take the goods to yourself." Abram said, in verse 22. To the king of Sodom, "I will lift up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich." Temperance. 他有一个 能够控制自己，不要贪，有这个贪念的心 temperance. In a victory, it is easy for us to lose our sense of being, taking hold of ourselves. When we experience victory, and so in our joy, we can become very, we can have an overindulgence, and so there is a need for temperance. So he said that I will not take. He was able to restrain himself, and said that I will not take from this Sodom. You notice that Abram stayed in the plains. He did not go to the city. He will not be entangled with the world, lest he would be obligated. Obligated means that he is
he has to do the things which he believed he should not do in the sight of God. Okay? So there was he exercised temperance. Temperance. So there was, we may say, there is triumphs, there is triumphs and thanksgiving, tribute and temperance. Triumph and thanksgiving, tribute and temperance. So in a time of victory, how did he react? What did he do? He do the right thing. He acknowledged God, that God is the giver of all things, and he returned the tithe to God. For if God had not given the 100%, he would not be able to give the 10%. And then he, with a thanksgiving, a heart of thanksgiving, he acknowledged God. And then he exercised temperance. Exercised temperance. Whatever that does not belong to him, he will not take. But for Lot, you would notice that he did not take this opportunity to get out of Sodom. He did not take this opportunity of returning to Abram.亚波兰回去跟亚波兰回去，就是不要跟这个索多玛的人混成一片，因为这些都是犯罪、很淫毒、邪诈的人。So you notice that Lot did not go back to Abraham, go back with Abraham to the plains, but remain in Sodom. That will be the... He was given another opportunity, but he did not take it. Right? He was still going after the world. And we'll see that he would pay a heavy price for what he had done. 我们今天就讲到这里了。